Nice to have your company on this Friday morning. We saw all the drama unfold on the opening round of the British Open or the Open Championship. JB Holmes, the American, leads from 4 under par. Shane Lowry, the Irishman, and then Johnny Rahm is also on 4 under par. Brooks Koepka, the American, if you've had an interest there, well, he's extremely well placed. He's on 3 under par along with Tommy Fleetwood, Sergio Garcia. Koepka looked pretty steady right throughout that opening round. He had a bogey on the 17th, not so lucky. Adam Scott, +7, not so lucky. A bloke called Tiger Woods, +7. We were worried about his preparation going into it. Now we know why. In contrast to that, Adam Scott had a great preparation and still ended up +7. And quadruple bogey on the opening hole for Rory McIlroy. Never felt so deflated in my entire life. It was such a disappointment for Rory McIlroy. Quadruple on the first, a triple bogey on the 18th, +8 for Rory McIlroy. And David Duval, he had 13 on the par 5, 7th hole to finish at +19. He loves his golf. He loves his rugby. Geez, it looked like a tough day at the office for those golfers, Berkey. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Did you hear Darren Clark obviously hit off?
Got the 3 under, you know.
Yeah,
Darren Clark.
And they said he's a bit of a slap in the face because, you know, you've been asked to tee off first as the ceremonial, and usually that's the guy who doesn't really compete at the end of it. Yeah. He birdied the third, I think, and birdied the fifth.
3 under.
Yeah, and did well. I think he finished even par, so probably happy to go out at 6:30 in the morning when there was not too much wind.
Yeah, no.
Quite incredible.
He was good. He finished even.
Yeah,
finished even. So it was. He's a good man, former champion, and he won that title, of course, after he lost his wife.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, exactly.
Very emotional.
Incredibly emotional. What about the sport where you can have a dart and have a beer and still play competitively?
That's my type of sport, and live on, isn't it? When you're that relaxed.
I don't have a house on the course, so he just walks home.
He just walks home. Yeah, exactly right. Jeez. Boys, party at my place.
That'd be you, Berkey.
House on the course.
You'd have a house on the course somewhere.
Wouldn't that be good? I'd like a house on the course in say like the French Riviera or something.
Mate, he did look so much like a union boy today when he walked in. Mate, he walked in. I'm going to put the photo up.
The air conditioning's on here. The heater's on here.
He had the scarf
on.
He had the puffer jacket.
There's nothing out of place.
He looked perfect at 7:30 in the morning.
For you, Loz, every day I try and look perfect.
But you know what?
For you, every day.
At heart, he's still a Carlingford boy. He's got a whole wardrobe full of flannelette shirts and desert.
I couldn't see Berkey in a flannel. I couldn't see him in a flannel.
Old school, absolutely. Carlingford. It's a long way back.
What about the Wallabies, mate?
It's pretty flash now, Carlingford.
It is. It's all right.
I
passed it the other day. I took the photo of the old house and sent it to Mum. She didn't know what it was.
It's very flashy.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those are the days.
Exactly right. Mate, Wallabies over in South Africa. This team that they've selected, totally different from last season.
Yeah.
Is this a team selected on form? Is it because Michael O'Connor and Scott Johnson are now involved?
I reckon that's got a bit to it, Loz, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the whole three-panel selection team just gives it a different flavour, I think, as well. And I know the coach always wants to get his way in the end, and he'll push for a player, but I think what they've got here at the moment is perhaps a bit more balanced team, you could say. I do like the back row of that, the balance of the back row. So you got Issi Nasirani playing at number 8. He's been absolutely braining it for the Rebels. Big human. Selakai Oloto plays 6 down, Michael Hooper 7. So you got the good balance there of just a big back row. When you're playing against this, and they're calling it a B team, this South African B team, because they've sent, and the story is they've sent players to New Zealand to then go play New Zealand and then go on to Argentina. So they've split their team to send perhaps better players over there. They've still got a good outfit when you look at this. Yeah. When you look at this this team, Francois Lowe, Steph Detoit. You've got the captain there, Eben Etzebeth. He's the world's biggest human. You've got Matirawira, who's they call the beast. So it's going to be a good outfit. So if our guys go in thinking it's a B team, we're in a whole heap of hurt. So, you know, this is a test match in Johannesburg at Ellis Park, which is the toughest place to play.
Right.
There's no support for you at all. But I like the way they've gone with this team. And also, you know, like Samu Karevi, Tavita Kirindrani, great ball players. There's been a fascination of 12s in Australia for a little while. just being able to be the ball player. I think that's changed, you know, and we've got to take the lead from some of the big nations like the New Zealanders and the Kiwis to say, just get a big bopper in there. So Samu Kerevi has been playing the house down for Queensland and has done really well. Yep. And the last one is Tom Banks. I like Tom Banks at fullback. He's been scoring tries for the Brumbies, and that's what you need. You need to get across the stripe. Yep. So for his inclusion, just give him a go.
So this is form rather than experimental because South Africa and New Zealand are basically resting a lot of players. We can't afford to rest players, can we? Because we need to hit the ground running.
That's exactly right. Get the momentum, as we've spoken about before. And then also, I mean, if you look at this team as well, there's a couple of guys there. I mean, Nick White's come back from about 5 years overseas playing halfback, so he gets a start in front of Will Genia. Good player. You got so Tom Bax has only played 3 Test matches, so you got still some inexperience there as well. But I think you're choosing this team on form, which is good. So, you know, they go up there, or they've been there for a week and a bit now, in preparation for this game. They've got a big challenge ahead of them against an outfit that will be fired up and ready to go. They've now got some debutants. They've got 3 or 4 debutants in that team as well. So, you know, it's a start for teams.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you've still got to play well. You've still got to get that momentum.
Well, you know more about this than me. Is the European competition that Nick White plays in, is that stronger than the Super Rugby? Because how do you assess his form to overtake?
No, on par. It's on par. So Super Rugby and the Premiership over there would be on par. You know, and I'd love to see a winner of Super Rugby play a winner of the Premiership up there. So Saracens won up there, played some incredible football. Right. They won Europe as well, so they won the European competition. Yeah. You know, against a Crusaders would be outstanding. You know, the talk is always the European players play a lot tighter, forward orientated. But their football is good football. You know, it's structured, it's well done. They throw it about. They play some good footy. So, no, you can really make a good comparison, and that's why Nick White has come back and got in the team.
$1.55 South Africa up against the Wallabies, $2.50. But the line's at 4.5. That's shrinking because of the South African side. With many of their best players missing. What do we do?
I think we'll cover the line.
I think
we'll cover the line. And if you really wanted to load up, I would maybe throw a couple of bucks on a win as well.
All right.
You know, we haven't won there since, well, we've won there once in like 56 years or something, you know, and I always laugh because I was a part of that hoodoo as well, like Eden Park.
Why is it so hard?
Because you have no one there. You know, it's one, it's altitude.
Yep.
Two, it's you sort of get ambushed. You know, like it's 55,000 screaming South Africans, and once they get a taste of the game, and if the momentum swings their way, you're literally, you know, you're scrounging, so to speak. You know,
I've never played at altitude, but
it just rips your lungs apart.
Yeah,
literally, it doesn't matter how fit you are. It used to get me in the first, say, 10 minutes.
Yep.
And your throat's dry, you can't sort of breathe properly. It gets other blokes in the last 10 minutes. On the converse side of it, playing up there, because of the air or the lack of oxygen, you can play really fast for some reason. And watch this game, boys. This will be a high-scoring game as well. It always is up there. And it's because, I reckon, fatigue sets in. You know, you get these games that you just seem to run and play, and you get high-scoring games. So I'll pick this to be a high-scoring game as well. You just get to see, you seem to play fast.
Rats v Marlins at Rat Park, one of our listers, always a big crowd. And then, of course, who'll win that?
It's the return match as well. And the Rats got up at Manly last time. I think the Rats might do the same thing.
Right. And I'm off to North Sydney Oval tonight for the Wallaroos v Japan.
Yeah, great. I'm going to pop in on the way home as well.
They had a big win last week up in Newcastle.
Yes.
Just too strong. They're only tiny, they're little Japanese girls.
They go all day, though.
Yeah, they do.
They go all day.
How's your Eastwood going, by the way?
They had a good win last week.
They're on top, aren't they?
Yeah, back to Eastwood Day was on last week. I couldn't get there. I was in Orange for my daughter's touch football.
Would have been warm up there.
Tell you what, I was looking very much rah-rah up there last week.
And a double scar.
I had everything on. It was 0 degrees, but they got the win. But the club comp's flying as well, which is great. And then we look forward to World Cup coming up very soon.
You're a good man. Thank you.
See you, boys.
So
you can speculate on the Wallabies actually winning, but they'll cover the line, according to Matty Burke, at plus 4.5.